Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I think it's an incentive for companies to hire their workers back and to keep their workers. So payroll tax cut to me is very important. We're working on it. And I don't think there's too much dispute as to the level of importance.
Really about kids and jobs and vaccines. We're going to make sure that we have a vaccine by the end of the year for emergency use. And the plan is we just updated the president and the vice president. They signed off on this.
All right, so that's Steve Mnuchin, and before that, of course, the president talking about the stimulus, because people are wondering what's going on, and are we going to see another stimulus? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Let me fill in the gaps for you on the stimulus and where we are with that. The Treasury Secretary, who you heard there, Mnuchin, joined the Republican leaders in Congress and the White House on Monday to really throw down the outline of what the expectations are because of so many questions about it. And what Mnuchin says is that they want to start a $1 trillion spending goal for the next economic recovery bill. They call it CARES 4.0. This bill comes after months of record spending, is what they're saying, by Congress, as they're battling to keep American businesses alive, let's face that, and workers afloat during these shutdowns and that have been caused by the pandemic that have killed jobs. So he says, you know, we're focusing on starting with that money. We think it'll make a big impact and a big a difference. Remember, the first one that jumped in March was coronavirus aid, relief, economic security. That's where you got the CARES from, the CARES Act. It had $2 trillion in economic relief. A significant chunk of that went to unemployed people in the form of $600 unemployment benefits boosts, which expire at the end of this week. So the new bill, as Mnuchin said, kids and jobs and vaccines, because the vaccines obviously very important, the liability protections for business owners that would bring employees back to work. And then whatever the specific legislation will be to help people who are still unemployed. So the next stimulus bill has the support of the president, the vice president, and the Senate majority leader, etc. So we'll see how long it takes to rectify all this and have this have an impact on Americans and on companies and on all the things that they are talking about. It is a struggle, certainly. There are people who are having a hard time admitting. It's very tough. People having a hard time admitting that they're struggling. People, I know people who didn't open up and say they lost jobs, professionals, and then they did. And they have now started to open up about it because they just have struggled with it, that they were raised, you know, you work and you got a job and you're good at your job and everyone likes you and you're just year after year and you get the increment and you get the extra vacation week and all of that. And they're not used to being in these circumstances, but none of us are used to being in these circumstances. That's why I say, you know, you got to give people a little grace and space, for goodness sake. That's why all of this hell and fury over masks and the fighting over facial gear is such insanity to me, when there are so many other things that are going on and there are so many deep cracks that we're seeing across America in aspects of our lives that we have never seen before, and some very important decisions that have to be made by individuals, by families. I'll give you one of them, for example. In a lot of school districts, it's kind of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yes, there's going to be PPE. Yes, there's distancing. Yes, there's desks put apart. There's staggered schedules. But in a lot of school districts, it's a decision where, okay, the first semester or the first 6 weeks, you have to decide, are your kids going to school or are they doing the online thing, which for some can be difficult, and then the household can be shook up depending on the age of the kids and what the parents are doing. So making a decision, and then that's it. You're stuck with that decision. And then in another 6 weeks, making another decision about sending them to school or not. And that's tough. And there's other decisions every single day that Americans are grappling with as to, are they doing the right thing or not? Are they doing the right thing or not? All right, speaking of the right thing, I got a ton of email about this, and I didn't even really get a chance to dive deep enough into it if you listened to a previous hour. But in Oregon has been, in some cases, a war zone. The Portland protests have been at times peaceful in the beginning and then have gotten out of control. And then the reaction to, what do we do? And you have the people in Portland who may be listening to me because we have a great affiliate in Portland, but local and state leaders have called on the president's administration to withdraw these federal people from the city streets, saying that it's increasing the tension. It's doing the opposite of what it's intended to do. And what happened was you had complaints from citizens and some others about, we're stuck here. We don't know what we're doing. And then you had others complaining that, why are the people here that are pulling people into cars and we don't know who they are? And are they violating Oregonian civil rights? In fact, the Oregon Attorney General, Ellen Rosenblum, on Friday sued federal agencies, saying that they had violated the civil rights of the people there. That, you know, how quickly this suit gets resolved, who knows? But and then there was legislation that was introduced to stop the administration from deploying federal forces into the city. And then there were lawmakers that were calling for an independent investigation into the unrequested presence and violent actions, is what they're saying. And, you know, federal agents have I had a lawyer explain this to me today. Federal agents do have the authority to protect federal interests, federal property, and enforce federal laws in states, even if the local or state leaders object to it. Many states have passed laws giving federal agents the authority to enforce state law within their borders in some circumstances, but they could, I guess, revoke that authority. So this is just something that they're grappling with, the legal ease part of it, and can they boot them or not? And the administration is saying, you got to have them there because you got to protect the federal courthouses and the other buildings and the things that we're seeing. A former assistant secretary at DHS during the Obama administration said it's basically 10th Amendment 101, referring to the part of the Constitution that has a clear delineation between federal and state powers. And she says, generally, the powers of public states and local governments. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens with this lawsuit that the Attorney General filed. Numbers, we got tons of them. Some of them are ugly, some of them are decent. We're going to talk about it coming up on the flip side. We can count.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Yes, they say it is all in the numbers, my friends, and it is in the numbers. That's why we do this segment called We Can Count, because I started to see numbers everywhere. I mean, seriously, everything I looked at had numbers in it. So let me give you a couple of them. How about this? The virus is, by the way, not just hitting the United States, because sometimes it feels like it. You know, the Bahamas told us to get out. No Americans welcome in the Bahamas. We're not allowed to go to Europe. We're not allowed to go to the Bahamas. Nobody wants us to fly to their homelands because of what they're hearing that's happening in the United States. So the virus is raging through Latin America, with Brazil surpassing 2 million cases, Colombia surpassing 200,000 cases. In the meantime, the European Union has reached a historic stimulus package of their own. It would be the equivalent, 750 billion euros, the equivalent of 858 billion to us, U.S. dollars, to assist in the economic recovery. So that is very, very big news. Speaking of numbers and recoveries, 143,000 people and 32 now have died in the United States from COVID-19. 1,130,205 have recovered. Yay. I like that recovery number to just keep coming up. Confirmed cases, we're getting closer to 4 million. Not quite there yet. That's where the numbers lie at this point. In the meantime, dozens of moms formed a human shield to protect protesters from officers outside of a federal courthouse in Portland. And watching this unfold was so interesting. Videos showed masked, camouflaged, kind of federal authorities without ID badges and unmarked cars arresting protesters in Portland. I don't think they touched the moms. Then the moms came out. So there were about 70 moms plus or so that converged onto the protest in downtown Portland, where protesters were gathered outside the federal courthouse. They decided that, that's what they were going to do, and that's how they were going to kick off what was happening on Monday. They were going to make sure that they did something to get involved, so they formed a human chain. Nothing happened. There wasn't, you know, anything raucous that broke out as a result of that, and that's the good news. The bad news is there still is a lot of settling to be done in Portland, and people should be able to peacefully protest. But, of course, are there people that are egging others on, getting in there and causing what often is that destruction, etc., that is that thin layer that is weaved into the middle of it, which, frankly, to me, is brutal, because you're destroying the rights of the people who want to peacefully protest, and you're making it look like it's anything but that. So you're screwing with the good people who are just trying to be heard. We live in the greatest country, people, on the face of the earth, because I got an opinion. I get paid for my opinion by advertisers and others. But you have opinions. That's why I say this is about the conversation, and it's about letting our voices get heard, because we live in a free country and there are massive frustrations, and we feel them, all of us feel them, by people that are elected that do things we don't want them to do. But they represent you, and that's why you get involved. That's why you have an opinion. All right, a gunman dressed as a FedEx delivery driver shot and critically wounded the husband of a federal judge in New Jersey, killed her son. He's an anti-feminist lawyer who recently had a case before the judge, knocked on the door in North Brunswick, New Jersey. So unexpected that this was happening. Very, very sad story. The judge is U.S. District Judge Esther Salas. And her son, just 20 years old, was killed in that. And they were unsuspecting. I mean, who would have suspected that? The suspected killer was this men's rights activist and attorney, Roy Den Hollander, 72 years old. Very sleepy, quiet area in North Brunswick. 5 o'clock on a Sunday. Salas was appointed to the federal bench 9 years ago by President Barack Obama. First Hispanic woman to serve on a bench in New Jersey. Wow. And she's actually has been in some dicey spots. She was appointed to preside over a case involving Deutsche Bank and Jeffrey Epstein, who hanged himself in a federal lockup while awaiting trial for sexually abusing dozens of young women. So then there was questions about that. Is there some weird connection to it besides the obvious case? So he was taken off the case in June of 2019, and he was a guy who attached himself to male oppression crusades, is what they call them. And he wasn't, you know, apparently there wasn't anything else that, at least right now, that has come bubbled up to the surface about him. But what a tragic, awful thing. And he had terminal cancer. So he had terminal cancer, and then this is what happens. Oh, wow. Only child, etc. I mean, I could go on, but it's an awful, awful story. One of the saddest, I think, coming out of the weekend. All right, a couple of other things, too, worth mentioning, again, because numbers rule. Numbers rule the planet. Numbers rule the world. And I said this before, but mathematicians will tell you numbers aren't political. But I could argue that. I've tried to argue that actual thing, that they are political. This one's a sad one to me. 85 crew members have been infected on an Alaska fishing boat. Yep, it's true. Positive for COVID-19. Well, you got to think of the close quarters, right? It's an American Seafoods ship docked in Alaska. So over the weekend, they came up with it. This is a factory trawler. I know you've seen what they look like, right? And you had 119 crew that were on board to fish for pollock. And 7 reported the symptoms 2 weeks ago after the ship left. They were tested shortly after arriving on Thursday, 6 of 7, and then so on and so forth. And it just spread from there. So they got to isolate in Anchorage before, you know, they go anywhere. This is the thing about cruises. Remember, cruises, forget about it. That's why that cruises were stopped, because that's just a floating petri dish. And I think we saw that certainly with the Navy vessel, and it's tough at sea, and again, it's tough in close quarters like that, and that's part of the reason why. Do you want to hear about a rich man getting even richer? You're not surprised by this. Just drive around your neighborhood. I say this all the time, and look for the brown boxes. You know what I'm talking about, Amazon. Jeff Bezos added $13 billion to his net worth on Monday, the largest single day jump for an individual since going back to the Bloomberg Billionaire Index was created in 2012. So Amazon shares surged 7.9%. So shares go up, his money goes up, and he already is the world's richest person. Well, here we are in the world's worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, but he's personally worth more than the market valuation of giants like Nike, McDonald's, Exxon, I don't know, name a couple of them. And, you know, it's very strange, too, is, of course, he has a relationship, a good relationship, supposedly, with his ex-wife, because she helped him build the Amazon empire. She gained $4.6 billion on Monday. She's the 13th richest person in the world. In the world. Crazy. Isn't it? Absolutely. All right. As we bounce around, I feel, because I took you to the sea and I took you to a couple of other places, and, you know, we're going to hear that positive cases bounce all over. California has been really rough lately. The Orange County Health Care Agency said there was another 560 new cases of the coronavirus as of Monday. So the total of positive cases for Orange County is 29,986 since they started testing in March. And the number of people who have died, 493 there in Orange County. We're taking you to the UK next. Talk about how you can eat better. Stay with us. You don't want to miss it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is preparing to sign a range of executive orders as part of a shift in White House strategy to boost Americans' confidence in his leadership amid widespread criticism of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The White House is trying to reposition the president as proactive rather than on the defensive over his response to the coronavirus as he trails the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in multiple polls. The strategy is coupled with a plan for Trump to return to headlining coronavirus briefings, which he stopped attending in April. The executive orders will include policy changes on immigration, the census, prescription drugs, and health care, including a merit-based immigration system and addressing the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, which has allowed nearly 800,000 young people known as Dreamers to avoid deportation. The president has said several times that the Supreme Court's DACA ruling gave him new authority to take additional steps. This is USA Radio News. A 15-year-old black girl who's been incarcerated in Michigan since mid-May after she failed to do her online schoolwork will not be returning home, a judge decided in a case that has stoked outrage that is emblematic of the systematic racism and the criminalization of black children. Oakland County Judge Mary Ellen Brennan determined the girl has been benefiting from the residential treatment program at a juvenile detention center and is not yet ready to be returned to her mother. The girl, who is being identified only by her middle name, Grace, was the subject of a published report last week with community activists all expressing outrage over her incarceration. Florida's largest teachers union has sued Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen all public schools next month, even as the number of coronavirus cases in that state is spiking. The Florida Education Association accused DeSantis and other state officials of violating a state constitutional mandate to keep public schools safe and secure. The union asked a state court in Miami to halt the governor's reopening. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Something that I think everybody listening to me right now can use, and I see the way people are eating, and even myself sometimes when I'm too busy and I just skip meals and all that other kind of stuff, even though I know I should be doing it. And Oliver Green and I had a great conversation off the air, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to make sure that I go through his book again and pick out some more of the things that I should be eating. And Oliver's written a powerful encyclopedia, really, of herbs, fruits, and vegetables, and the power of eating that, and what it means for your longevity of your life and how you feel and whatnot. So, Oliver, thank you so much joining us from the UK. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
So you and I talked that it took you how many years to put this together, and why did you write this book, this encyclopedia?
It took me approximately 5 years, from 2007 to 2012. And the reason is I've grown up, I'm a person from the land. I grew up in, I'm a farmer's son. And we always had herbs and fruits and vegetables, and they were from our own land. And it, my experience when I left the land and came to the UK and went to uni here was there was a difference to me in what I was buying. So I started research into the herbs and the fruit and the vegetables and how to purchase the right ones and how to clean them and how to eat them and how much to put on my food when I needed it.
And, you know, it's interesting when you say, you know, how much to put on your food. And we talked about the power of, let's just take herbs for a second, and the power of that. And there's more conversation, but I think people sometimes get lost in what should they really be, if they're just starting this kind of journey, what should they really be putting on food and what can help them right now, Oliver?
What would help everybody now is, The greatest thing to have is you have the aloe vera, which will improve digestive system. It will reduce inflammation. It reduces fasting blood sugar, which helps diabetes. You have so many. You have angelica, which is also with the white blood cells production. You have so many herbs. You have blue flag, one of the nicest ones, which improves liver function and improves your skin condition. Of course, you know, to improve liver function, try not to overdrink. And then the other one is fuchsia, which improves the urinary tract health and decreasing gum and inflammation. And you can use it as a painkiller. But there is so many here that helps, like, ladies with problems at their period time, you know, Ginkgo biloba, has a mental sharpness, a circulatory system, uses a muscle relaxant, a pain relief, and a digestive system. You know, it's about, and there's so many herbs that will help people with, whether they're male or female, with sexual difficulties that they may be experiencing.
Yeah, so it's using what nature intended. You also talked about turmeric and the power of that and just sprinkling it on all of your food.
Turmeric is the greatest thing you can take on a daily basis. Not only does it improve your skin, it improves your digestive system, it cleans your blood, it keeps the heart muscles in top condition, and you only take a pinch of it for your breakfast. Sprinkle it over, and it's an acquired taste. The same for your lunch and the same for your dinner. Cinnamon is another one. It's very good with cereal. And you'll have all the various other herbs that you can utilize. You know, when I buy the turmeric, I buy it from the Indian stall in Southall because it's pure. I do not buy processed. Anything processed, not food or herbs or fruits. You know, you get these packets of fruits now, and they're peeled and they're everything. But you've lost the goodness out of them. You go in and you pay a dollar for whatever, you know, pieces of apple or pieces of pineapple or pieces of fruit. But it's lost the mineral and the vitamin content because it's been thrown away.
Yeah. The thing that you talk about, too, and you and I talked about this, that really illnesses today are so off the charts, obesity, et cetera. And certainly fruit is good for that, too. But so often with bananas, with apples, with oranges, people throw the skin away. But that's a mistake, you say, right?
No, they should never throw the skin away. The skin of a banana, you can utilize it for your skin condition. You know, the same thing for an apple. If you do have to peel it, it's the same principle. You utilize the skin to assist your skin. It's as simple as that. Now, with oranges, just be very careful because oranges are acid. The skin is acid. So you have to just test a little piece on your body. But there is so many good stuff that you can utilize skins off of the fruits, off of the vegetables, and off the herbs. And the greatest vegetable we have is the broccoli and the cauliflower, quite easily grown. And if I may say, Kate, to your listeners, if they've got a window box, I see America has lovely gardens. I never see anybody with a vegetable garden. I never see anybody with a fruit garden. Maybe the pictures aren't, I'm not seeing them in wherever they are. I see the big farms, yes. But, like, if you have a household, it's good exercise. Grow your own. The herbs are so easy to grow. I have a lovely garden here in London. There isn't one bit of grass on it. Everything is herbs. Everything is fruit. I have various fruit trees and pear trees. And the vegetables I have on this another patch. And I change them around every year because it helps the soil. You know, and people you should use, like in Chicago, I've seen a few window boxes. Utilize them. Use them. You know, use them for the herbs. Use them for fruit.
Yep, that makes sense. Yeah.
And there's so many edible flowers.
Yep. Yep. There's so many things people can do, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, and you want to make sure that you pick up Oliver's book. He wants to help people, and he's not even pushing his book, but I think getting that encyclopedia will help a lot of you if you can go through and know what it is that you're lacking or some of the things that you can do that we're talking about. It's the encyclopedia of herbs, fruits, and vegetables, and it's Oliver Green, and you can get it on Amazon, certainly. And if you have a question for Oliver, you can send him a question at olivergreen.com. The other thing that is interesting that we talked about is longevity, and I mentioned this briefly, illness. And you've seen through your own family and other people how this works if you go to less fast food and some of these other things, and you focus on what you're talking about, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's about the nutritional value of what you're eating, and it's health to your body. You know, everybody knows about the body these days. It's what you put in. It's what matters. If you want to live a long life and a good life and see your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, then start growing your own herbs and start eating them with your food and give them to your kids. Bring up the kids so that they understand herbs and they understand fruits and they understand vegetables and their value to them. You know, kids are going to school, and the thing about it is, they need to have stuff that helps their brain to comprehend what they're trying to learn. And in the book, it's all there, what helps. But also, the other element for the individuals is they'll feel good because they'll look good.
Yeah, boy, that's true.
Yeah, and happiness comes from inside. It doesn't come from outside.
Yeah. What do you hope, Oliver, that people take away? And I think we're discussing this along the way. But what do you hope people take away from getting this? What do you hope they take away from reading?
I would hope that they learn how to be wise in securing their health and deal with their health problems. You know, and that they experience the power of herbs, fruit, and vegetables, which will lead... It'll boost their lives and their energy levels and all of that kind of stuff, especially in this day and age where everything is so fast.
Boy, that's the truth. And that's what I said. Fast food has been the killer for so many people. We see that in the United States with heart conditions, with diabetes, with strokes, and so many other illnesses. So, Oliver, what a treat to have you on the show. And again, the book is The Encyclopedia of Herbs, Fruits, and Vegetables, and how that can really, the power, how it can change your life. And you can reach out to Oliver if you have any questions, too. Go to olivergreen.com. Oliver, thank you so much.
Okay, could I just add there before you go that
sure.
Green is spelled G-R-E-E-N-E. My name, Green, has an E at the end.
Perfect, so everybody knows where to find you. Oliver, thanks again so much.
It's our pleasure. Thank you very much, Kate, for having me.
Are you still still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's an exciting new phase. We're all anxious to get back to work. We want to do it smartly. We want to do it intelligently, but we want to do it. And that's what this week is going to be all about.
That's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, talking about getting back to work in New York. They have had the most deaths. I've talked about that, particularly in the boroughs, obviously, versus the whole state. But he's optimistic, trying to do what others are trying to do and figure out how to get people out there if they have a job. 33 million people have filed for unemployment. And if you look at the unemployment numbers now, staggering, the people who are not working. In fact, just a handful of days ago, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that 14.7% unemployment rate, 14.7%. Think the depression and you got it. That's where we're at. So I hope that people are going to be able to come out of the pandemic, and I always say this when I'm speaking, refocus, reimagine, reinvent, because I think a lot of people are going to have to do that, frankly, to stay alive. This is not the world that we once lived in that we're going to go back to. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, and his name is Marco Greenberg, and he's the president of Thunder 11 and the author of a book called Primitive, Tapping the Primal Drive That Powers the World's Most Successful people. He probably found out some of the things that I found out interviewing wildly successful people in business. I did it with sports and with CEOs. And he knows from the C-suite, certainly, what the people are looking at from that level as far as the people underneath them and who can they bring back if they've had furloughs and all that sort of thing and what companies are doing to reinvent. Marco, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, Kay, great being with you.
So you are an advisor and a confidant to CEOs. So let's talk at that level first. What are CEOs scrambling to do now at this point when some of our most profitable industries and companies are finding themselves with half a paddle and trying to figure out if they can even stay in the game in some cases?
Yeah, well, you're so right. This is a time when people are reinventing themselves and trying to think about how they're going to put food on the table for their families, and to a large extent, the C-level executive is thinking about the same thing. How do they find people that are going to take their organization to the next level? How are they going to find people to create new streams of revenue? And like you, Kate, I've been fortunate to work with the C-suite and work with people that range from CEOs of Fortune 500 companies to CEOs of tech startups, founders of unicorns, mad scientists, crazy artists, etc. And I found that these are people that often march to their own drum. They throw out the civilized rule book. They are hard to put in a certain category, right? We like to categorize people and say they're introverts or they're extroverts, they're left brain or they're right brain, they're entrepreneur or they're corporate, they're morning people or they're night people. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm a morning person, quite for me, so I just want to lay that on the table. But I think there's something more primal going on. From what I've seen, a lot of these people tap into what's innate, what's inborn, what's instinctive, sometimes even what's impulsive. So others might call them disruptors or change agents or rebels. I reclaim the word primitive, and I mean it in the most pure and positive sense. I know the word is loaded, but I think often these people are exhibiting those kind of traits. What is pure? Not what is necessarily taught, but what they feel. And I think now, no secret, we're dealing in a real primal time, right? We're struggling with the most basic issues of our own mortality, sustenance, shelter, security, et cetera. So I think now is the time to reclaim what's primitive in all of us.
Oh, I like that. So, you know, and that takes introspection. That means you have to be vulnerable and you have to be accessible to yourself. And Marco, you know this, a lot of people struggle with that.
Oh, you're so right, Kate. You know, one of the things that we talk about in our book is the need to go roaming. And I mean that like our ancient ancestors did on the plateau across the prairie. And I can detail what that stands for. It's an acronym that people can tap who themselves might be listening and say, look, I'm not very primitive. I feel more civilized. I'm more process-driven. I cross the T's, dot the I's, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole spectrum out there, but the I in the roaming stands for insecure. And for a lot of people, that's counterintuitive, right? We've been taught to have the swagger and have the confidence. But what I've seen is some of the great leaders out there can do what you're talking about. They can tap into their vulnerability. They can weaponize their insecurity. A lot of the really, really top players are people who embrace that quality, who sometimes say, look, I feel like an imposter, right? And that contrasts with something that psychologists call the Dunning-Kruger effect, where incompetent people actually think they're competent. So research indicates, for example, that 90% of all Americans say they're above-average drivers. Now, how is that possible statistically, right? It's not. But a lot of people lack that self-awareness, whereas people who are quote-unquote successful, and we can talk about how we define that, right? It's not just money. It's also impact and independence and having fun. We found that a lot of those people actually embrace that vulnerability, embrace that insecurity, and say, hey, anxiety sometimes is underrated.
I like that. So that is obviously part of what you have to do to have a successful career in a post-pandemic world. What else would you say?
Well, you come from the world of sports, and I think part of it is doing two things that people say we shouldn't do in business, right? We're often told, don't take it personally. Well, I don't know about that. I'll give you an example that might ring true to you. Remember John Randall, the defensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, yeah.
Right. He took it plenty personally, right? He is someone that had a bit of a chip on his shoulder, was told he was too small, didn't have the stats to play in the NFL. He turned out to have more sacks than any other defensive lineman in the National Football League. He's one person we talk about. I don't want to just pick the football, but another that comes to mind is Dan Mullen, the head football coach of the University of Florida. And he's known as Mr. Relentless, right? Being relentless is part of literally and figuratively the playbook for his Gators. And part of it is taking it personally, is not just being the football coach, but sometimes being the dad figure. His mom is terrific, and she often plays the mom figure on the team in terms of treating these kids like their own kids. And a lot of people from a more civilized, quote-unquote, perspective would say, hey, that's crossing boundaries, but they see it as necessary to win.
I like that. So take it personally. We have a couple of minutes left, but what about people who are in the younger generations, that 16 to 19, they got hit hard by this unemployment. So globals we call them. That's what I call them, globals.
Mm-hmm.
And also even millennials and others, I guess. How is there going to be this new generation of hungry workers, adaptable hungry workers?
Well, I'm glad you used the word hungry. Look, this is the time where you want to hustle. You want to look at those side gigs. You want to look at that part-time work. You want to cobble it together. And I think this is an age where specialists are going to be punished and generalists are going to be rewarded. So we talked about roaming. For us, that stands for being relentless, and it's not just working hard. It stands for being oppositional. You know about that, to zig when others zag. We talk about being agnostic. So, yes, jumping from field to field, sometimes job to job, industry to industry. It's being messianic. So you really think there's a calling out there that you have, that you're on planet Earth for. We talked about insecure. Sometimes you've got to be a little nuts, crazy in a positive sense, and certainly gallant. You got to think of others. So applying it to that Generation Z and millennials, I give two pieces of advice. One is go to where the food is. Go to where they're hiring, right? If you're looking for a job in a restaurant or a hotel, now is not the time. Instead, look at the grocery market. Look at the e-commerce play. Look at places that probably you hadn't thought of before. And the second piece of advice is, you know, not only doing what you're not quote-unquote supposed to do, but in this age, doing what's beneath you.
Ah, that's perfect, and a perfect place to end this. Marco Greenberg, pick up his book, Primitive: Tapping the Primal Drive That Powers the World's Most Successful People. Marco, thanks for staying up with us.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.